How do you understand your employer brand? You can aim to win awards. You can launch a new career site. You can activate beautiful campaigns. You can spend a ton of money on making everything shiny. But how do you measure how you're actually performing in the eyes of your candidates, employees, and alumni? We have developed the Employer Brand Index to help practitioners understand their company's reputation as an employer. It gives you a quantitative and qualitative understanding of what talent thinks, presented in an easily understandable score and actionable report. Learn more at employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, son, Sveison, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans. We are, of course, fine purveyors of data-driven employer brand measurements and insights. This week, we are speaking to a company in the publishing space, very focused on STEM science. And we're going to learn how they have recently focused in on a new positioning, a new EVP, and also how they go about getting in front of tech talent, which is, of course, something that we're all looking for to drive our businesses forward. So lots to learn in this episode. Let's start the show. Hey, Catherine, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. It's a privilege to join you for the podcast today. Thank you.
My pleasure. Please, could you introduce yourself and let our listeners know what it is that you do?
My name is Catherine Adenle. I'm the Global Director of Employer Brand for Elsevier.
Fantastic. So now we need to know what exactly is Elsevier.
That's a great question. Well, Elsevier is a global company and a leader in information and analytics. Mm-hmm. We help researchers and healthcare professionals to advance science and also improve health outcomes for the benefit of the society. I don't know if you know this, but we've been in business for 141 years.
Wow.
So we've grown from our roots in publishing to become an information and analytics business. We combine quality information plus vast data set that we've accumulated all these years with analytics to deliver insights that help customers make critical decisions. For instance, we help ensure that research is reliable. We help scientists to make discoveries. And then we help doctors and nurses to improve the lives of patients. The support we give to the world's most progressive thinkers and healthcare professionals helps create a better world and a sustainable future for everyone. So yes, Elsevier employs about 8,700 people globally, including 1,906 technologists around the world. So fun fact, something you might not know about Elsevier, I'll tell you this. Do you want to hear that?
Absolutely, yes.
It is, for the first time ever, a woman became a CEO in 2019. Right. Her name is Kumsa Bayeset. She's wonderful. Mm. She's just won the 2021 Best CEO Award, as shared in Business Insider this week. So, yeah, that's Elsevier.
Great. And Elsevier is part of RELX, I believe. RELX.
Yes, Elsevier is a sister company, one of the companies under RELX.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Right. And you mentioned you have a big chunk of your employee workforce is in technology. So now I'm wondering, what are some of the talent challenges that you're experiencing at Elsevier?
So frankly, we don't really have any challenge with recruiting great talent to work for us. However, we have been rapidly expanding our global tech hubs in the Asia Pacific, as well as Shanghai, Chennai, London, Oxford, Philadelphia, Amsterdam tech hubs. We've just opened another tech hub in Bangalore.
Wow.
And I'm sure you know, we need hundreds of tech talent to join us there. But the challenge there in Bangalore is fierce because, Bangalore is referred to as the Silicon Valley of the east of tech talent. So we are going to be competing with a number of companies to get the talent that we need through our door.
Yeah. So on competition, do you compete with other sort of publishers, or is it companies in the science space, or is it tech in general?
It is tech in general.
Right.
Yeah, tech in general. That's where we really have to go all out to make sure that we get great talents to work for us.
Understood. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And that's where the employer brand comes into play.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about the organization's setup in terms of employer brand?
So our employer brand is how we market our organization to desired job seekers, how we showcase our organization's unique cultural differentiators, that the specific things that are je ne sais quoi working at Elsevier, how we elucidate that to the world and our people, and then work to amplify everything so that we position ourselves as a top place to work. So one thing we always do, though, we are very authentic when it comes to telling our stories. We always lead with the purposeful work that we do as a company, and then followed by the autonomy that you get when you work for us. We also own in on we highlight the flexible working, wellness and well-being, then the opportunity plus opportunity to learn and grow while you work with great colleagues that really care. For instance, our tagline is together we create possibilities. You will agree with me that in today's increasingly competitive job market, a positive employer brand is very critical. So we make sure that we are out there talking about all the things we've done historically. We've always supported the work of our research and health partners. So we've grown from the roots in publishing and with the iconic publications such as, I'm sure you know, The Lancet.
Yes.
Cell, Grace Anatomy, Science Direct, which is the world's leading source for scientific, technical, and medical research. We had no challenges hiring candidates to come and work for us, especially when it comes to the publishing area of our business, because our brand is well known and candidates, especially in STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, always want to work for us. However, now that we've become an information analytics business, it is important for us to go all out there and just talk about the work we're doing in technology so that we can navigate the fiercely competitive business ecosystem that is tech that we found ourselves. So we really turned our employer brand up a notch to ensure that we intensify all our efforts so that we stand out to tech candidates.
Great. And can you give us a flavor of your EVP, so your value proposition, and perhaps also tell us about how you went about developing it?
Thank you. That's a great question. So like I said to you, our EVP tagline is Together We Create Possibilities. Mm-hmm. It's inspired by the illustrative concepts of our message, in that together means that we together do what we do, and then it kind of showcases who we are, the collaborations with our people. When I say our people, as well as our partners and stakeholders, and why we should be seen as a remarkable employer of choice to work for. So the EVP was mainly created by us listening to what our own people, that's our own employees, and as well as our stakeholders, what they told us about our organization. From our own people is why they stay working for us. That's not necessarily tied to the benefits or the money, you know? The key reasons why they've stayed working for us. So we boiled all of this. We exercised a due diligence in making sure that we did the research. So we built an authentic framework that unites the primary factors that make Elsevier a great place to work. So the framework captures and communicates five key things. That's our mission and impact. And the second one is the attitude we seek as an organization. The third one is the principles that guide us as an organization. And then we have the fourth one, which we call the Elsevier experience. And then the impact is the fifth one, the impact of everything on our people within our organization. So the Elsevier experience has three main pillars, core pillars. That is for Elsevier, if you work for us, you can be guaranteed to do purposeful work. Purposeful work in that you do the work that matters and that you will be proud of how you are helping to save and change lives and that you will work to do a real world impact work. And then the second pillar is you grow every day because of the cross-pollination of ideas within a global company such as ours. And then you are coached to think differently and to own your own personal development and shape your own career path. The third one is that you will be guaranteed that you will always work with colleagues who care. You will be part of a team that's helping to build an inclusive environment, a team that's encouraging you to be yourself while you work for us and that to bring your whole self to work, a team that will support your well-being and provide the flexibility that you need to thrive at work and at home.
Fantastic. And out of all of those themes and pillars, which one is it that resonates the strongest with yourself, Catherine? What keeps you at Elsevier?
Honestly, I've worked for Elsevier for 23 years, doing different things, working for different business units and departments. I think one major one for me is purposeful work. Mm-hmm. Because I see the difference, the work that we do, I see the difference it makes in people's lives, especially in healthcare.
Fantastic. Great. All right. So you've got this EVP that's been developed internally. And how do you go about activating it? Where do people see it?
Another great question, because it's one thing to build, to create your EVP or derive your EVP. It's another thing to actually embed it and make it work. And for people to always see it as what differentiates us. So once we did that, we had the support of CEO and everybody and the Elsevier leadership team, everybody from the top to the bottom. So our CEO was the first one to actually announce it at the town hall. And then we had other several sessions. We did training for our employer brand ambassadors. And then we did training for talent acquisition managers, our HR, and as well as everybody within the business. And then we embedded the EVP in our day-to-day culture. We ensured that we live the principles and then we live the values in the EVP. And then our internal comms colleagues, they took the opportunity to write a lot of articles tied to the EVP. And then on our career site, if you go on our career site, it's there under Life at Elsevier. If you click on the Life at Elsevier section of our career, it's there. You can actually download the infographic of our EVP. And then we did a lot of virtual and in-person events, campaigns, and then spoke with hiring managers and then senior leadership team members are also embedded within their own business units.
Right. Okay. And when did you launch the new EVP? Was it recently?
Recently. We did about 3 weeks ago now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So it's very fresh.
It's very fresh. The original one we did in 2018. So we've just refreshed it this year.
Right. Okay. So my next question is around measurement. What sort of metrics you look at and so on. I realize it might be a bit early on for the EVP, but how do you go about measuring employer brand in general?
Thank you. We measure results and successes via various ways, by leveraging data insights to measure the impact via sentiment measuring. I'm sure you remember now. We actually use Linked Human's Employer Brand Index.
Absolutely.
And then we measure through job offer acceptance rate, time to hire, the quality of hire. And then the scores, the employer brand attributes scores, the promises versus the experience. Yeah. So we look at our EVP promises and then the experience people get within. So are they coming into what we've told them they are going to come into? we measure that as well. And then we look at our hiring manager satisfaction scores, employee referral, employee engagement rates, and then new hire retention rate. That's really important. And then we benchmark against other organizations via employer brand awards, new hire satisfaction, as well as the employee turnover. And then we look at the cost of hire as well. Wow. So we measure all of those things.
Yeah, big basket there. Great.
And
regarding the employer brand index, we did this some time ago now, but I'm interested to know if when you got the results, were there any surprises in there, or did it validate what you already knew?
It was really accurate. It just validated everything that we already knew. We thought it was great. We think every company should aim to do that.
Okay, great. And so what do you see as your major accomplishments in your role? And, what are some of the challenges?
So for me, the major accomplishment was forming a cohesive and nimble employer brand ambassadors team. So we have leveraged the amazing power of these advocates sitting within the walls of Elsevier to build employer brand trust. Because of their support, our content reached over 350 million people last year online. That's a lot of eyeballs, you know.
Yeah.
Attracting great talent is another major accomplishment in my role. So is reducing the time to hire and then winning 14 employer brand awards this year, 2021. And then the challenges have been trying to cater for all different business units within a global organization, because they all have their various needs. And then having that bandwidth or capacity to be able to do that really well has been challenging for me.
Yeah, I understand it. Well, congratulations on the awards and everything.
Thank you very much.
Sounds like you're having fun there.
Yeah. It's what we love doing.
Great.
We love the job, yeah.
Yeah. So with almost 9,000 employees globally, so how do you go about executing your employer brand on a global scale so successfully?
That's another great question. Thank you. We do this by utilizing and leveraging the combined powers of our employer brand ambassadors, like that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
They help us to cover a lot of employer brand grants, you know. The greatest opportunities to quickly earn a brand trust is by engaging them, not only engaging them, training and letting them just unleash the powers of the especially the enthusiastic ones,
yeah,
as internal as well as external brand ambassadors. These are the people who are helping to showcase and grow our brand, our employer brand, on a global scale. For instance, I can't possibly cover APAC region, you know, Japan, India, China alone. I need people to be on the ground there. And then we have to look at the power of social media and having a strong workplace culture that could easily be celebrated online by everyone. So they are helping. I think trust is part of it, though. You've got to trust people to do a good job, and you've got to trust them to with storytelling, because they are amazing marketers of your brand, and you have to let them influence your brand with their storytelling, because reputation is everything. Because 94%, or if I remember correctly now, of candidates would consider an employer's brand when applying for jobs, and 45% of passive job seekers would apply for a job if it was to work for an amazing, or it is for to work for an amazing brand. And according to LinkedIn, candidates trust organizations' employees 3 times more than they trust their organization itself to provide credible information on what it's like to work for that particular organization.
Amazing. And so these brand ambassadors, I'm interested, can you give us some examples of what types of people they might be? So are they in TA or marketing or sales
people? That's the thing. What we did, what the formula that actually worked for us, we went to the head of business unit, because we have like about 10 verticals within Elsevier. We went globally. So we went to the head of business units to say, look, this is what we're trying to do. We would like you to give us somebody, not just one person, give us about 5 people within your business unit that you know are really enthusiastic and passionate about the work that we do, the purposeful work that we do. Not only that, people that are always celebrating Elsevier as successes and people that are not afraid to also challenge the status quo. As well as that, we want them to be active online so that they are not shy when it comes to getting out with our stories. And then we were able to get a list of people and then we trained them on how to utilize social media to engage other people. And then we trained them on the ABCDE of communications and so on. So that, and then once we did that, we just let them be. And then they've been great for us.
And is there a particular part of the world, a country or a region where they're particularly active?
Mainly in the UK and the US, as well as Spain.
Spain?
Huh? Yeah. And the Netherlands.
Yes. Is there a hashtag or anything that our listeners can click on to try to see these updates?
Yeah, the hashtag is hashtag Discover Elsevier.
Okay, right.
There's loads of update there. Hashtag yep. Discover Elsevier.
Yeah. Let's have a look at that.
Yes.
Right. So, Catherine, what are some of your top tips for employer brand professionals listening to this right now?
So, my first one is, one, you can never measure what you don't monitor. Benchmark your employer brand work with that of gold standard companies and with that of your competitors. That's what will really let you know what you are doing and what you need to do. 2, employer branding must be done from the inside out. It must be authentic. Your organization has to be culturally ready, or your first task will be to get them ready first. And then the third one is that you should always think of the fleet of foot communication activities focused on storytelling, because this will allow you to build the kind of platform you want and the ecosystem of stories that potential candidates can look at and then engage with.
Excellent. Great. All right. And if we look into the crystal ball or wherever you do your planning, what does the future look like for Elsevier's employer brand?
Honestly, I think the future for Elsevier's employer brand is really bright, because in 2015, I don't know if you read this, the Financial Times named Elsevier as one of the businesses the internet could not kill. And this is because of the purposeful work that we do and our ability to innovate. Elsevier is committed to quality and innovation to improve the value that we deliver to researchers, research leaders, librarians, healthcare professionals, and educators in the open and inclusive and collaborative manner. And then we've positioned ourselves as a data science company. And with an enormous amount of data collected over 141 years, the future looks really bright for Elsevier, if you ask me.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like the right place for you to be then. Yeah. Fantastic. So where can our listeners connect with yourself, and also where can we all learn about Elsevier as a company?
So your wonderful listeners can connect with me at Catherine Adenle on LinkedIn and on Twitter. I'm very active on both platforms. And where, if they want to know more about Elsevier, they should just head over to the career site at Elsevier or elsevier.com. They will know all about Elsevier. Or they should just search, "This is Elsevier." If they put that on Google, they will know everything about Elsevier.
That's fantastic. So thank you so much for your time today, Catherine. It's been great fun and very insightful.
Thank you very much for having me. I've really enjoyed the discussion. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
Okay, folks, there we have it. Please reach out to Catherine and thank you ever so much for sharing these insights with us today. And if you would like to subscribe to this podcast, the easiest place to do it is to go to employerbrandingpodcast.com. You'll find all the links there. You'll also find the write-ups, the show notes articles that go along with each episode. Right, finally, if you Now, Catherine and the team over at Elsevier would like to measure your employer brand to get some data, proof, evidence injected into all the hard work you're doing. Then check out Link Human's Employer Brand Index. Yep, so that's our approach to measuring a company's reputation as an employer. Go to linkhumans.com to learn more, or just ping me and I'm happy to talk to you about it as well. That was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to catching up next time. Hey!
I'm terrible when it comes to jokes, but I'm just going to say one thing though about employer brand. I would say you have to harness collaboration to accelerate employer brand breakthroughs within your organization. And you cannot do it alone. You have to do it with everyone. Marketing, comms, sales, everyone, they have to partake in it. Otherwise, you cannot get anywhere.